good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. What a wonderful show we have for you today. I'm excited about today. How are you doing? This is the second Wednesday in 2022. What in the world? We're still flying by in time. I tell you, it is amazing how quickly the days are going by. This is the second week of January 2022, you guys. How is it going for you? I mean, you know, we're going to talk about it in ministerial moment, but first let's get to the weather. It is 37 degrees right now in Washington, D.C., partly cloudy. The high today is going to be 45 degrees today and cloudy all day, 37 degrees and mostly cloudy in Detroit, Michigan. That's your temperature right now. 40 degrees is going to be your high. You got snow flurries coming this evening, and it's going to stop around 9 o'clock, so not bad. Richmond, VA, 39 degrees and sunny. Your high today is going to be 49 degrees today. And let's see, in Jacksonville, we're going down south, 59 degrees right now and sunny. Your high today is going to be 66 degrees. You got clouds coming, so it's going to be a little cool for you. 49 degrees in Dallas, Texas, sunny right now, and the high is going to be 62 degrees and sunshine all day long. Let's check out London. All right, London, you are 46 degrees and sunny right now. That's your high. You're waking up to 34 degrees. Be prepared for that chill. Your high tomorrow is going to be 49 degrees. And let's see, Los Angeles, you are 55 degrees, mostly sunny right now. Your high today is going to be 76 and cloudy. Sounds good to me. Love it. And let's see, we're talking about the ATL, 45 degrees and sunny right now. Your high is going to be 53 degrees and sunshine. We're going all the way down to, we're going to go to Kenya. Kenya, you are 98 degrees right now. That's your high. You're waking up tomorrow to 66 degrees, sunshine all the way through. 100 degrees is going to be your high tomorrow. Wow. I need to be with you guys in Kenya. Let's see, Hawaii, you are 50 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 67 degrees and all sunshine. You're waking up to showers in the morning. 49 is going to be what you wake up to, and 68 degrees is going to be your high, but the rain is going to cease, praise God. That's going to be good for you. Australia, 64 degrees and clear right now. That's your high. You're waking up to 59 degrees, and your high tomorrow is 91 degrees. Australia, I need to be where you are right now, too. Kenya and Australia, you are winning with the top weather in my book. Anyway, Puerto Rico, hey, you're 73 degrees right now, mostly sunny. Your high today is going to be 75. You're waking up to 59 degrees. Sunshine tomorrow as well. 75 is going to be your high. Hey, let's see, Portugal, you're foggy right now. 41 degrees is your high right now. You're waking up to 36 degrees. 43 is your high. If I didn't say your city, your state, your continent, your nation, guess what? It doesn't matter what it is. Guess why? Because God is in control and he has the final say. No matter what's going on around you, about you, or even happening through you, God is still in control and has the final say. And he loves you. And guess what? So do we. All right, you guys, we're going to take a sponsorship break and we'll be right back with Ministerial Moment.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12:1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get In the Weight of Every Loss.
low. All right, you guys, In the Weight of Every Loss. You got to get your copy if you haven't gotten your copy on Amazon and Kindle. It is waiting for you in digital and hard copy. So you got to get your copy. I'm telling you, it won't be another one like that one. I said that about Born in the Sand, Transform into Destiny, which is in the Library of Congress. But who knew that life goes on and things happen. I'm telling you, I'm talking about CBD, THC, wine. I'm talking about drinking, all this stuff as a Christian in the body of Christ. You got to check it out. What's real, what's not, what's godly, what's not, all of these things, my ups and downs, my falls, my get back ups, all of that is in the Weight of Every Loss. And it's going to bless your soul, especially if you've been a leader in ministry. All the temptation that goes on in leadership, all of the anticipation, the anxiety, building ministries, all of that is in the Weight of Every Loss. You got to get your copy of that. Again, Amazon and Kindle, you can get it in digital or hard copy. All right, ministerial moment. Let's get into it. I want to talk to people about the fact that it is the new year, right? Okay, so let's just be real and honest, shall we? Let's talk about it. Everybody, during the end of the year, you have gone through so much stuff. I mean, this year, and I mean, with 2021 was rough. It had roller coaster moments. It was up, it was down, it was in, it was out, it was happy, it was sad, it was warfare, it was peace. It was so much going on in 2021. What is the government saying? What are the political people saying? What is your mama saying? What is your daddy saying? What's the job saying? What am I going to do? Am I going to get vaxxed or I'm not going to get vaxxed? So many different things going on, just mind-twisting things, right? Well, listen, I know you was ready for 2022, right? Who wasn't? Everybody's waiting for a new beginning, a restart, right? A breakthrough, an open door, an opportunity. Everybody is waiting for this new thing, right? So, of course, Christmas coming. I can't wait till New Year's Eve. Oh, I can't wait till New Year's Eve. I can't wait till the new year. I can't wait till 2022. You're anticipating. You're anxious. You're ready. You have been waiting for this moment. And then 2022 comes, and then it's another Wednesday or another Monday or just another Thursday. Guess why? Because everything is still in God's timing. He's not going to be moved by the calendar on our calendars. He's going to move by the timing that he sees fit, whatever's already been predestined. So what we have to do is not worry about the time clock of the world or the Roman calendar or whatever calendar you're on. We have to be on God's timing. What has he predestined? What time is that? And enjoy the journey. Enjoy the wait while you're waiting. You never know when the moment can happen, but all I'm saying is to those that are maybe getting a little discouraged, like, oh, I thought my business was just going to bang. Well, let's be realistic. I mean, listen, there's still work to do. There's still things that need to be done. There's still connections that need to happen. There's still investors that need to meet you. There's still elevation. There's new vision that God has to give you. There's so much new stuff that he has to do. Don't compare yourself to somebody else's journey. Let me just say this to you. A lot of the people that are coming into their new identity right now as a business owner, as a minister, and et cetera, right? Whatever your new moment is, right? Listen, you are a Chanel bag. I said this in my class. I just wanted to share because Holy Ghost blessed my soul with this. You are a Chanel bag, right? You are a beautiful, fabulous Chanel bag. You are like artsy, and I mean, I don't know, not the regular classic Chanel bag. I'm talking about like a new Chanel bag that's got all of these colors and quilt patterns and whatever. I don't know. I haven't seen it, but it's in my head. I envision one that's got all these beautiful colors and it's new shapely and nobody has it. And it's just so artsy and art deco and it's fabulous, right? So it's sitting there in a Chanel, on a Chanel shelf in a Chanel store, right? And you just know that everybody's going to love this Chanel bag just like you love it, right? But then you stand there, it's pricey, it's very high, it's extremely high, it's higher than the classic ones. It's so expensive, you can't even imagine if you're going to ever be able to afford this, but you really want it, and you just believe somehow you're going to get it somehow. Guess what? You're that Chanel bag, right? People are standing there looking at it, but then there's so many people that's walking by it. They just don't value that Chanel bag the way you do. They don't see the beauty in the artwork. They don't see the stitching and the detail the way you see it. They don't appreciate the beauty of the difference that it is. It's so different and so unique. They want the same thing, and it's not in this Chanel bag. This has got all kind of new stuff going on, but you appreciate it. Let me tell you something. You're the new thing that God is producing right now. You're the new voice. You're the new glory. You're the new solution. You're the new vessel for his glory, right? You're the new. And everybody may not appreciate this new thing that God is doing in you. But guess what? It doesn't mean that you're less valuable. You are so valuable and so worthy. And there is someone, and there is multiple people that will appreciate the beauty in you, the value in you. And they will be able to afford it. If it's a sacrifice, if it's a seed, if it's an investment, whatever it is, they will be able and want to invest in you. Pick it up, touch it. They will be willing to take a good look at it, to take a good listen to it. So I want to encourage you today. It is a new year, right? But God is doing a new thing in you so you can exemplify his glory. You are a sound for his kingdom. You are, you know, what the people need. You're a solution. You're a blessing. So I want you to know that in this ministerial moment, honey, wear your value well. You are worthy for that moment of breakthrough. God's got you. It's not over yet. We're only 2 weeks in this thing. January, second week in January. It ain't over yet. And if you really want to know the truth, some of you Hebrew studiers, you already know that the Jewish New Year is not even until the spring. Come on, somebody. The Passover. Give God the time that he needs to pass you on over to your promise and your new beginning. All right? It ain't over yet. It's just beginning. Let him continue to mold you, groom you, and continue to prune you and pour into you so you can shine like the star you are. All right? God bless you. And thank you so much for tuning in to Ministerial Moment. All right, you guys, this has been amazing. I hope that blessed your socks off. Again, I'm so excited because we have today with us Anthony Hamilton, but we got an amazing show with you for you today, so you got to tune in. I'm so excited. Go ahead, tune in, tell a friend, dial in right now. This is going to be a great show. You don't want to miss this. All right, you guys, we're going to take a commercial break. And then we got my first guest, Kamisha Guy. She's going to be talking about mom stuff. We ready to hear all about it. Tune in, tell a friend. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys
of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Can you say you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat?
Yes, tell me when.
Now.
Hey, everybody, this is Randy Weston of Judah Band, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right, all right. And since we have time, go ahead and do it another time or two. Go.
Hey, everybody, this is Randy Weston of Judah Band, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Go for it.
Hey, everybody, this is Randy Weston of Judah Band, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
He did it so well so many times, Doug. He's going to be joining us in 2 weeks. I love Judah Band. Randy Weston is my man. Listen, Doug, you and these drops are hilarious. All right, listen. Okay, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. All right, okay, here we go. All right, you guys, joining me right now is Kymesha Guy. Welcome to the show, sister. How are you?
I am all right. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing really good. All right, so glad to have you on the show today. Listen, we met on Clubhouse, and, you know, we were in a room called the Mom Link. I think they'll be joining us next week on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Gina, Nicole, and Crystal, I believe, from the Mom Link group in Clubhouse. And this is a group, a room where people, well, women, mothers, mind you, that are entrepreneurs, you know, starting businesses, ministries, whatever it is, and plus being a mom, which brings us to you, sister. You have a lot to do with moms. Tell us about what you do.
So thank you very much for having me. What we do here at Quiet Waters Maternity Spa and Wellness Center, we take care of moms on a daily. We take care of their prenatal care. We take care of their women's health all the way into their menopausal health. And then we also have our nonprofit, which is QW Global Maternal Wellness. And with that, we specialize in taking care of our veteran moms and making sure that they are receiving the same caliber of maternal care and women's health care that was offered to them while they were in service, and to make sure that they can get that same exceptional service out of their military career. And so we have a passion for that. We are a veteran-owned business, and so therefore we want to make sure that we can give back to all different areas of communities of mothers.
We'll talk about that for a minute, because I don't think a lot of people are aware that there is issues with provision for maternity moms, veteran maternity moms. What's going on with that there?
So basically, when it comes to receiving your care while you're in the military, the medical care is top of the charts. You get different types of testing. You get any type of option that you would like to be able to pursue when it comes to your maternal care, your delivery, that whole area. And so then when you come out of the military, what happens is, unless you are a service-connected disabled veteran, there is no maternal care that is offered at the VA. Now, as time would have it, this is exceptional time for veteran moms to be able to come within our care, because as many know, there has just been a bill that has passed, as a matter of fact. It's the H.R. 959, which is the Protecting the Mothers Who Served Act. And within that act, it is specifically making sure that the VA can reach out to facilities like ours to be able to send our veteran moms to make sure that they can get the maternal care that the VA does not offer unless you are disabled veteran. So you go from 100% care to 0% care. And that's where the detriment is occurring, because now our veteran mothers are contributing to the tragic numbers of the maternal and infant mortality rates, which is something that we never want to happen. That number is high enough with just our moms here in our nation. And so now we really want to make sure that our veteran moms who have served or sacrificed don't contribute to that.
Wow. Who knew that? Wow. I mean, just all around, I guess we don't never think about maternal care. You know, we think about the veterans, you know, with mental health or, you know, just provision for housing and food and things like that. But never, me personally, I've never thought about the maternal care and things like that. That's so important. And I'm so glad that you brought that to a lot of our awareness, because that's just something I don't think that we've thought about. I know I have not. So that's super good. So with this, their facility, people can come there. And so is this like an in and out patient type of thing? Or is it, you know, what, tell us what the setup is like.
So here at the Wellness Center, we have a naturopathic doctor, we have midwives, doulas, childbirth educators, we have a mental health specialist, and then we have other modalities of care that we offer. And so basically, with everything that's going on with COVID, we had the opportunity to be walk-in, but we decided to stick with appointments. And so basically, we have our moms who come in, whether you are pregnant or not, you just really need to be a mom. And our care is specialized for moms, specifically because of the transition that we go through from the time that we conceive all the way into menopause. Those hormonal changes leave lasting effects on our bodies. They affect the way that you interact with your family afterward. And so therefore, we want to make sure that you can come in and get any of those situations or the things that you are going through after you have your baby. There's a specific area where we focus on what one of our collaborators called the fourth trimester. And so with that, we want to make sure that you go further into your postpartum care. It's just a lot of women-specific maternal care that we offer here. So with us becoming an outpatient center, which is fantastic, it allows us to be able to reach out to more women in our community.
Wow, that is amazing. I absolutely love exactly what you guys are doing. I think it's amazing.
Thank you.
You know, I do. I think it is very helpful, and a lot of people do need the chat, you know, just to get the reach. And so are you also, you know, resourceful as far as telling them what the next steps are, like, you know, if they need, you know, supplies and things for once the baby does come, for them to be able to get food and, you know, shelter assistance? Are you connected in that way as well?
Absolutely. So one of the biggest things is making sure that all of our moms have the resources and the education that they need to be able to transition from each stage of their maternalhood. And so with that, we have made sure that we have collaborated with several different groups. There's a big awareness that is starting where it comes to making sure that moms are not homeless, because if you are homeless and you're becoming a mom, there's just a slew of problems that can come along with that. And so we've reached out to several different types of birthing networks to where we make sure that you can at least get the information, make the phone call, get in touch with whomever it is for whichever type of service that you're going to need throughout your care. And so with our nonprofit, we do a lot of fundraising to where we do food drives, clothing drives, you know, just to make sure that our moms are getting some of the resources that they can get.
Oh, wow. This is so amazing. Okay, well, tell everybody exactly where they can follow you, connect with you. What's the business number, the website, all of that good stuff?
Oh, all right. Here we go. Okay, so we do have two different Instagrams, so we can start with social media. So the first one is QWMSPLLC is the Instagram that's for our wellness center. Then we have @Global Maternal Wellness for our veteran nonprofit. And then we are located in Arizona. And so our telephone numbers are 480-572-1224. And if you ever need anything that is after our hours, there is an after hours telephone number that is left on our answering service. And that's mainly because moms really need help 24/7. And so then we have our two websites. So once again, the Wellness Center's website is qwmsplc.com. And then our veteran nonprofit is globalmaternalwellness.org. And so we really just try to reflect the name in it. You can look it up as Quiet Waters Maternity Spa, and that will help you to our website as well. And so we go about it in that way for communicating.
All right. Sounds amazing. I hope you enjoyed your interview. I'm so glad that you were able to come. We booked her in October. I mean, Dr. Gina's radio chat has been booked up for months. So I'm really excited that you were able to come in. And this was just such a good thing because I just wanted to give back and to bless the room and give opportunity. Because every time you guys listen, you never know. You know, you need a usher. You need a person to open the door for you, a step up, you know, and God has been good to all of us, you know, and so I just think it's always good to pass it along, you know, pass the blessing of opportunity to someone else. If you have a platform, you know, if you have something that you could bless somebody with, you know, maybe you know somebody, but that encounter is not necessarily for you, but then you might run into somebody else that it actually could be used for, you know, that can actually use the connection. Pass on the information, y'all. Share your platforms and your areas of visibility, okay? Help a sister, help a brother. All right. I'm so glad that you came on the show. Kymesha Guy, am I saying it right? I want to make sure I'm saying it right.
You absolutely are. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome, and I love everything about what you're doing, and God bless you, okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you, Dr. Gina.
You're so welcome. All right. All right, you guys, that was amazing information, stuff that I just didn't simply know about, I'm telling you. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we're with Sierra G. Wiles with Level Up in 5. Don't you want to level up? All right, we'll be right back.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order the series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
All you have to say is, and now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Correct. Cool. Correct. All right. Yep. Well, you're taping.
Hey, peace. Well, this is the Love King of R&B, Raheem Devon. And when I'm riding on the internet, you know, cruising, surfing the net, what have you, I keep it locked right here with Dr. Gina's Internet Chat.
Really close.
Is Dr. Gina's what again?
Radio Chat. We can change. We're going to change her show. We're going to change her tagline. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Radio Chat.
Let's do it.
Hey, yo, peace, world. This is the Love King of R&B, Raheem Devon, and you're tuned in to Dr. Gina's Internet Chat. And you're tuned in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
One more time.
Hey, yo, peace, world. This is the Love King of R&B, Raheem Devon, and you're tuned in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right. He got it. I love Raheem Devon. You know what, Doug? You have just cracked me up today with these drops. Thank you so much. All right, Sierra G. Wiles with Level Up in 5. Let's go.
What's going on, Dr. G? What's going on, listeners, today? You know, so as I normally prepare to give you guys some type of career advice, man, the Lord sent me on assignment today. And so before I even release this, I have to let you know that today I am speaking against the spirit of poverty, that I am speaking against the spirit of inconsistency. I'm speaking against the spirit of brokenness, and I'm speaking against the spirit of disbelief. So what the Lord has given me today, Dr. G, oh, man, we in this realm today, okay? So what I want you guys to understand and know what the Lord is speaking is that we have to think it, we have to believe it, and we have to live it out. We have to think it, we have to believe it, and we have to live it out. So let's talk about think it first. You are what you intake, right? And so that means that combating negative thoughts can truly paralyze your growth. So you have to think positive thoughts, challenging yourself when you are thinking something negative and turning it into a positive. This is the hardest thing for people to be able to do, but this is what is creating the cycles of poverty. It's creating the cycles of inconsistency. It's creating the cycles of brokenness, and it's creating the cycles of disbelief. And so you have to learn how to combat that and learn to produce positive thoughts. So every time a negative thought comes in your mind, you have to counter it with a positive, all right? So the second one, like I said, we're thinking it, now we are believing it. So your life is a reflection of what you believe. And if you believe that you can't, then you won't. If you believe that you are sick, you will not be healed. So you have to learn to believe by speaking those things that are not as though they are. I think I need to say it again, Dr. G, just for my people in the back.
Come on, say it again.
You have
Come on.
Learn to believe by speaking those things that are not as though they are. Number three, live it out. You have to live out the life that you desire. I can't shortchange this at all. So the thing is, most people don't understand that when we are called to do something, that our disobedience in that, it does not please God. So we have to learn how to start living it out. When God gives us something and he says that it's time for us to release it, then that means that is the season of release. You complaining and you making excuses for why you're not walking out what God has called you to do, this is not the season for you to do that. So you have to be able to know that you have to live a life that you desire. So right now I'm reading a book by April Mason called Identity Switch, and she talks about having to grow and become a different person at every level. And the old you will not get you to the next level. So that's just like me trying to have a poverty mindset at trying to get to $100,000 or $200,000. It will never happen. It will never happen. So we have to learn how to live out what we believe. We have to learn how to live out love. We have to learn how to live out joy. We have to learn how to live out peace. We have to learn how to live out consistency on a day-to-day basis. We have to know that we are called in the nation to continue to propel the gospel and the word of God to all of our people. So that's my message today. The Lord has sent me on assignment, and I'm excited about it because that is what it is. We have to learn how to think it. We have to learn how to believe it, and we got to learn how to live it out. That's my five, Dr. G.
Well, you know what? You came with fire today, okay? You came with the fire today. Oh, my gosh. That is something. And you know what? And it's so true. I mean, so true. Yeah. I don't even have anything else to elaborate on that, but I will. I just wanted to touch in on, you know, just the fact that, you know, that the consistency is so key. And I was talking about that in ministerial moment for a minute when we when I was talking about just coming into the new year and the expectation of right away. And so,
yes.
Like, what advice would you give to people, you know, that you know, that have consistency issues, that think just because we crossed over from one day to the next day and called it a new year, that it just didn't automatically happen just like a blink of an eye, but we're still in the process of it happening. What kind of advice would you give to them coming into the new year and, you know, just the expectation and just to be consistent, even though it didn't happen just because it turned 2022, you know?
Right. And so I'm going to say there's three things that you can do. One, do not get weary in having the faith, knowing that God is going to produce that thing that he told you to do. It's coming. Like, don't get weary in that. It's coming. And number two, keep your to-do list. Like, every single morning, like, that's what I do, Dr. G. I have a to-do list. I know exactly what I need to get done for the day. And I have that written down. They say write the vision, right? Make it plain. So I made that into practical steps. Like, I have a vision for what I want, you know, 10, 15 years from now, 20 years from now. But I also have a vision of what I need to get done on a day-to-day basis. And that's all in my calendar. It's in a notebook that's sitting, like, literally right here with me. And so I have a to-do list of things that I need to get done on a day-to-day. And then number three, I'm going to say you have to get an accountability partner. You have to have someone that's going to hold you accountable to the things that you're supposed to be getting done. Because the thing is, God does not bless a big thing. Like, there's practical steps in how we walk this out. And so we have to do it on a smaller scale first. Like, a lot of times people think, oh, the Lord is getting ready to bless me, you know, with $20,000 just in my business. But can you be trusted with $20,000 to be blessed in your business? Do you have processes, systems? Do you have the things that you're needing in order for God to bless you with that? He's not going to bless you with that. Listen, he's not going to bless you with that if you don't have stuff organized. Listen, our God is a God of order, and so that's how he's going to operate. So just in case my people just don't understand to know that, Dr. G, I definitely have to make sure that you guys are understanding that God is a God of order. And so he's not going to lead us down a path that's going to lead to destruction. He wants us to be successful. And how we do that is being diligent on a day-to-day and working out those things that he's calling us to do every single day. We have to learn how to be disciplined and obedient every day, and that leads to bigger rewards.
Well, let me tell you one thing, and, you know, I love this, you know, as we're waiting on Anthony Hamilton, I appreciate you taking the time to answer our questions and everything, you know, because a lot of things is what you're saying is so true. One of the things I wanted to tap into is that he, you know, people don't realize that it's not just the money, it's just your frame of mind, your thought process has to be prepared. So I love everything you said, Sierra. Tell everybody where they can follow you and how they can contact you on social media and et cetera.
Yes, you guys can always follow me on social media at Sierra, C-I-E-R-R-A-G, Wild. On all social media platforms, that's going to be LinkedIn, Facebook, as well as Instagram. On TikTok, I am at career-corp, CARREER_corp, on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, as well as TikTok. So, man, y'all connect with me. I'm looking forward to connecting with some amazing, amazing people in this season that God is trying to call up. And so I'm trying to help every single body, you know, become that higher performing professional that they are wanting to be in the marketplace, and do that through your anointing.
Amen. All right. You are so awesome, Sierra. Check her out every month with us. She rocks it all the time. And today you came with complete fire. You set it up guess who's coming up next? Anthony Hamilton. All right. Thank you so much, Sierra. You are an amazing career coach, girl. You do it all. Life coach, career coach, set people on vision, everything. Light the fire on their feet, all of that. So thank you so much
for all that
you do. I love
it. Thank you so much, Dr. G.
All right, you're welcome. All right, we're going to just transition because this is a busy man. He don't have time. No, he do got a lot of time because he loves his listeners. He loves his fans so much. He is a Grammy Award winner, songwriter. He's a chef. I mean, I can't think of nothing that he doesn't do. Anthony Hamilton, welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hello, Dr. Gina. How are you?
I'm so glad that you were able to make it. Oh, my gosh. I know your schedule is on overload because people just love you.
And I love people, too, so I had to make sure we made it happen.
Oh, man.
You know, I try to do what I can to support those who support me as well, and I appreciate you.
Oh, man, let me tell you something. I just want to get this little bit because I know you don't got a lot of time, but I want to just say, you know, your fans are so, loyal. Like, they're like relatives. I feel like they like your aunts, your uncles, your grandma, your sisters, your brothers. They're like family. Yeah. I co-hosted a show you in Columbia. Let me tell you something. You don't even need no host. And I might not be the host again for you after saying this, but I will say it. Let me tell you something. Your fans don't need to be pumped up. They don't need any of that. They are on hype for you. As soon as they come in the building, get their seats, they're ready to dance. They're ready to sing. They were ready for you, Anthony. And you give such an amazing show. People were on their feet nonstop, dancing with their spouses, their mates, whatever. They were on that floor by themselves singing every single song. And if that wasn't enough, you actually was able to do an interview with me after you rocked the show out for, I think, over an hour. Just amazing.
It's passion, you know. Passion creates those outcomes. And when you love something so much, You give it and everybody feels it. And then at the end of the show, I still have that energy trapped in me. So the interviews are electrifying after that. But, you know, you love what it feels like to be appreciated for doing yourself, truly being honest in your space and doing music that you feel people want to hear. And when they say it's okay, it makes it even better, and you continue to feed each other, and it's an ongoing love affair.
Well, it is nothing but love for you. I mean, you're bringing love and home and family, not only to music industry, but also, you know, in the food industry. You're going to be on the Food Network. I'm going to speak it into existence and on the OWN
Absolutely.
Network or something. Absolutely.
Look.
I'm going to speak that thing.
Yeah. Look, Quaker grits and Quaker oats, all that stuff, man. They've been raining for a long time. It's time to get in there, man, and represent us and have some good quality grits and hot sauce and cornbread and all the staple things that you love in the kitchen. So Hamilton Corner Store is the name of the brand. Hamilton Corner Store. You can order the grits at hamiltoncornerstore.com, at Hamilton Corner Store on IG, and I package them up, seal them, bag them, ship them out, all that stuff right now while I can, so I can put that love directly on it. But as it grows, you know, as it grows, huh?
Go ahead. As it grows, go ahead.
No, as it grows, you know, I'll have to continue to hire more people, which is good. I want to make sure that it's a family-operated business. And my partner and I, we look forward to just blessing people with good quality food. Eventually have our own grocery stores.
Man, that sounds so Southern, hospitality, family-oriented, and that's why people love you so much, Anthony. I'm telling you, the fact that they know that, and mine is on the way, my grits is on the way, and I love that you have all of the Southern necessities, the grits, the hot sauce, and all of that, and you package it? Oh, my gosh. Did you hear that, y'all? You better go ahead and get your products right now. I'm telling you, from food to hot music, you're working with Jermaine Dupri and so many other people. Love is the New Black. We're going to play it after your interview. We wanted to get it in before, but we know that you got time. You got stuff going on in your schedule. Threw it all away. Real Love, I'm Ready. White Hennessy. People are remixing your music. They're dancing to your music. They're TikToking, reeling your music. How does it feel that people love to just display your art with their talents and everything? They're sharing the love on Instagram and Reels and TikTok. How do you feel about seeing that?
I love it. I think an extension of who you are through other people is beautiful. It's a whole different picture, a whole different painting. It's another color added and another way of seeing it. And, you know, it builds a community around things that are important to you and to me. And I just love it. I even repost things that people send to me, whether it's about me or about them, something that touches me. I feel led to do that, to share it.
Oh,
and,
man.
You know, it's just fun. It's fun. It's fun. even the stuff that people, they might make jokes about the beard, my scraggly beard. I laugh and I keep it moving because I'm not caught up in it. I'm comfortable with me, and it's fun. It's fun. I don't think anybody's out to try to hurt Anthony Hamilton with the raggedy beard.
No, ain't nobody trying to hurt you. That's love. Nah, man.
So I take it as a joke, and it's funny. It's the internet. You can't beat the internet.
I'm telling you, you can't beat the internet, and you just got to go with the flow. And Anthony, that's what I'm saying about family. You always got an uncle that's going to try to crack a joke, some kind of cousin that's going to try to crack a joke. You know what I'm saying? So listen, you just bring forth that family feeling when it comes to your fans and your followers, and just those that just simply love you, that's been following you from the beginning, your even when you started off in North Carolina all the way up until just how you've expanded so much at this point. We're actually 1 million listeners worldwide, so you're in Portugal, you're in Puerto Rico right now, in Pakistan. People are listening to Anthony Hamilton right now live.
I love it. Love all of it. Love all of y'all. I want y'all to get them grits.
Yeah, get the grits. He going to send you the grits, y'all, all the way to Pakistan. Go ahead and order.
I'll send them to South Africa, everywhere.
Yeah, he can DTL you for sure. He can send it, okay? All right, so go and follow him on that. Anthony, I got to ask you, man, before you go, because I didn't get you to do it the last time. Can you please do a radio drop for me before you leave? Just a radio drop. Can you do that for
me,
Anthony?
What do you want me to say? What do you need me to say?
All I want you to say, this is Anthony Hamilton, and you can say whatever you want to say, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right. Hey, you what's up, okay, everybody? So, it's your man. Oh, you're not ready yet?
Go ahead. Okay, 1, 2, 3, go.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your man, Anthony Hamilton, and you're listening to all the hot music right here on Dr. Gina's radio show.
Okay, now say radio chat. Say, Anthony, this is Anthony Hamilton and whatever, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Chat.
1, 2, 3, go.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your man, Anthony Hamilton, your country cousin, and you checking out all the hottest, latest music right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Keep it locked right here.
You just blessed us all right now. Okay, you guys, I can't let you go without saying thank you so much for doing that. He's got a tour coming up with Maxwell and Joe everywhere in a city near you and a state that you're in. You got to get your tickets. Just real quick, how do you feel about this Maxwell and Joe combo, this tour going on? How you feel about that?
I think it's absolutely historical. I think it's three brothers who have amazing music, amazing talent, and we've touched the heart of a lot of people and each other. We're big fans of each other. I can't wait to go out and watch all both of those brothers. I'm a huge fan.
Man, they're going to be everywhere. This is historic. This is the bomb. The Black Promoters Association, they got this, entrepreneurs, they got this thing on lock. They bring in great shows, and this is one of them. You got to get your tickets right away. I just want to thank all of your management that made this happen. I thank you for taking the time. Introduce Love is the New Black. Tell us how you feel about it, and as you're exiting, we're going to play it for the listeners right now. Go ahead and introduce it.
Hey, what's up? This is Anthony Hamilton, and you're checking out Love is the New Black. It is absolutely the sexiest thing alive. Listen to it, breathe it, inhale it, right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
I love you, Anthony. Have a great time today.
I love you.
All right, God bless you.
Love
All
you
right,
too.
Y'all.
I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Let's listen to this single, you guys. I love it.
Oh,
What Love Is the New Black. I love, love, love Anthony Hamilton. I'm telling you, if that didn't sound good to you, I don't know what. He is amazing. He is amazing talent. And listen, I want to go ahead because we didn't, oh, it was so much to get in that time. I want you to go ahead and follow him. He's on the official Anthony Hamilton, Anthony Hamilton Official on Instagram. Go ahead and follow him again, Anthony Hamilton Official on Instagram. And you can follow him on AnthonyHamilton.com on his website. He's also on TikTok. He's everywhere. Go ahead and Google Anthony Hamilton and follow him on all social media. Get your grits, get your hot sauce, get your cornbread, get your CD, download this project, get your tickets, and go see and hear and eat with Anthony Hamilton. All right, you guys, this has been an amazing show. I don't know, you guys should have had fire lit underneath your feet. If you was down, you should be rejoicing right now. This was today's show was a day of inspiration, high energy, motivation, encouragement, and solutions. So if you need to pass this show along, you can always get the link. You can get the link also in bbsradio.com and go ahead and get listen to all the past shows. We've had some amazing artists on the show. You just can't go wrong. Everybody has been on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Go ahead and go to bbsradio.com and go ahead and check out Dr. Gina's Radio Chat's archives. And go ahead and you can download them and all of that. All right. Listen, we love you so much right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Doug, you are the best. I was about to text you this. You are the best engineer, producer. I mean, just everything. I love how you hold it down. You hold me down. Doug, my producer on BBS Radio, I just love you so much. This was an awesome show. I feel so great. Listen, today is an amazing day for you. Go ahead and be blessed. Live your best life that God has predestined for you, okay? All right, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you. Until next time, bye-bye.